Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, beloved ones, and welcome to the Holistic Ministry Show. I am Minister James Browning, and I am a spiritual warrior, and I'm here to start a spiritual revolution. But you know, with all revolutions, we need the source and the power of the universe to back us. So let's call in the God force and all the spiritual helpers that come and help this spiritual revolution get started. So let's get started now. Oh, beloved, mighty I Am presence, I give gratitude, I give thanks, and I call upon all the higher beings, all the higher energy, all the higher ascended hosts and ascended masters, all those who have come and work with us every week that we invite you in, and we thank you for coming back, and we thank you for all the divine energy you're sending toward this show, and I thank you, God, for the wonderful, the most marvelous listeners in the world. The folks who listen to this show, I ask you to put each one of them in your white light of protection and protect them from the top of their heads to the bottom of their feet that they may walk in light. Give them the ability to open their minds, open their thoughts, and be receptive to the word that you have allowed to come through. And I thank you, God, for using me as a vessel. I always say, God, all of you and none of me, allow your energy to flow through me and allow me to be able to give the word and give the information and give the knowledge to those beloved ones who are ready and receptive and ready for it to go. I know there's no accidents and everything is in divine order. So everyone who's on the line today is here to be able to hear the message and the word that we need to be able to bring forth. So thank you. I thank you, Lord Michael. I thank you for coming and giving me protected over this electronic equipment and the other thing that's involved here in the communications. I thank you. I thank you, Saint Germain. I thank you, Divine Mother. I thank you, Grandma Anna. I thank you, all the ascended hosts, all the ascended directors. I thank you, the divine rector. I thank you, Mother Murray. I thank all my guardian angels who are there with me and here with me every second of the day. I thank for all my ancestors who have gone on the other side who are still reaching through the ethers to help me to be able to move forth and help me to do this mighty and wonderful and positive work. I say thank you. Thank you. I am so grateful. I am so full of gratitude that you're here with me today and you're guiding me. And so it is, and so it is. Well, beloved ones, I am broadcasting today from beloved Scottsdale, Arizona. And for all my old listeners, welcome, welcome back. For all my new listeners, I welcome you to the spiritual revolution, and we're going to make this happen. And I just want to thank you for being here. You know, as a spiritual minister and spiritual leader, my job here is to wake you up to who you are and whom you are in this universal planet. You are individualized expressions of God. And you are here to do divine works. You are individualized, expressing God's plan. So you, beloved ones, are gods and goddesses right here on the planet. And God is working through you to do and to fulfill his work. So each one of you have a special mission and a special purpose for being here and to be able to do what you do. And I thank you, God, for allowing you, these beloved beings to be, and all the light workers and all the healers and all the ascended masters and leaders out there and teachers and ministers. Thank you for embracing and being part of this show. So I thank you. Beloved ones, you know that last week I started a new format in the way that I did the show, and I'm probably going to do this for the next couple of weeks anyway to see how things go and how the flow goes, because, you know, it's summertime, and I know that a lot of people are out and about, and a lot of people may not be listening, and those who come in later on, they're listening. A lot of people are archived through the archive listening show, and that's good, too, as long as the message gets out. So we're going to stay with the program as we do and last week. You know, most of the time, beloved one, you know I do an hour show on normally, but I've been doing a half an hour show. And what is going to change here, because all the old listeners know that I always do a review. That's the teacher in me. You know, there's a part of me that like to teach and a part of me like to do the lesson thing. And, you know, it's part of my nature. I came here to do that. So I'll, you know, always go back and teach and bring. But we're going to for time's sake, I'm not going to do that part of it anymore. I'm not going to go back. So the only thing I'm going to say to you, beloved ones, is that I want you to go back to the last week's show. Listen to the show because it was very, very important, very, very informative. We have called What is Your Purpose? Part 2. You know, if you've been listening, you know I've done a part 1. This was part 2. So I want you to take time to go back and check that out because it's very, very important. But what we have to say today, equally important, And it's something that I see beloved ones challenged with all the time, all the time. And our time is limited, so we're going to get started. Today's show is, why are you still procrastinating and what you going to do about it? You know, that's a question I always ask people. Well, you know, something going on, man. Well, what you going to do about it? Okay, so this is big deal today. What you going to do about it? You know, for like I said, for the last few weeks and months, I've been seeing so many people that I know and care for have assist challenges with not completing what they need to do and to be able to do and to not coming forth and doing what they need to do. So today, I'm titling this as Breakthrough Sunday. Guess what, guys? Some of you are going to get some breakthrough this Sunday that you have never had before. I'm going to be able to activate the consciousness of many of you today who need to be able to step into another dimension, another time, and to move forward, beloved ones. I just know that some of you are ready, and some of you are ready to move forward with that. Okay, procrastination is a very dynamic emotion that has caused so much pain, so much suffering in the world because people are just not moving forward doing what they need to do. And a lot of you came here with missions. You came here with purpose. And if you don't do your work, then you make the planet as a whole suffer because you guys are not stepping up doing your work. So I need you to become action-oriented. I need you to move past that procrastination and not let it controlled and put you in a state of not being able to move forward and feeling frozen. We don't need that because I need light workers now. As you're aware, what's going on in this country, what's going on in the world, there's a lot of things going on, brothers and sisters. So we need to be able to, I need the consciousness, and God needs the consciousness of all of you out there here to raise your consciousness to a level now where we can make a difference because it's going to be very, very important what's going on here in this country in the next couple of years that everybody that has the ability to raise their consciousness and raise their vibration, it's going to be important that you do it because there's going to be a lot of people left out, not know what to do, how to do it, and they're going to need to come to you and find out what's going on. It's serious times, beloved one. We're in the midst of a spiritual warfare like we have never had before on this planet. And there's things, but the beautiful thing is that God has brought some of us here, all of us here, actually, for this time and to be able to do what we do because it's important that we be able to do that. And you're here listening and a part of this. You came here at this particular time to do this particular work, and I know that you did, and I know that you'll step forward and do what you need to do. Now, in procrastination, brothers and sisters, I find there's two things that usually, if you can conquer these two things when it comes down to procrastination, the rest of it is pretty much in the bag, okay? And one of them is fear. Fear and the lack of faith is what causes most people not to take action and move forth and do anything else. They become fearful, and they don't have the faith, and they don't have the belief. So I always like to say, faith and belief to me is pretty much the same thing. So when you come down to it, you got to be able to conquer these things to be able to move to the next level. When it comes down to fear, beloved ones, this is what I find. You're either experiencing the success of fear, the fear of success, or the fear of failure. One of the two things when it comes down to fear, then coming down to success. The fear of success is really when you're heavily concerned about the opinions and demands of others. You're concerned what people saying about you. You're concerned what people going to say about you. You're concerned about what kind of demand people going to put on you once you become successful. And that's crazy. You may be thinking, oh, that's not, yeah, you are. And it's because most of it's down on a subconscious level. And you don't want people demanding you. And you know if you become successful, man, you got family members. You got friends who will be coming, trying to manipulate, trying to use you, trying to do all these things. At least that's what you think in your mind. That's what's going to happen. And you think that now you can no longer hide behind, I don't know how to do this kind of thing, and you're going to have to now step up to the plate and be successful. And a lot of you are afraid of that. A lot of you are afraid that, okay, once I've showed that I'm successful, I know how to build it, that people are going to expect this of me all the time. And guess what? They are, but that's a good thing because you came here to be successful. You came here to be prosperous. So you have to do your job and to be able to bring forth, beloved ones. So you have to do that, okay? And you don't want to feel obligated. You don't want people to make you feel as if that, oh, I got to take care of this family member. I got to look out for these folks. I got to do it. You don't want to. And you're afraid of that because you don't want to deal with it, okay? But it's no big deal, beloved ones. You have to step through it. And because once you become successful, you can do more to help than you are when you are unsuccessful. Don't let nobody tell you poverty, people in poverty and people with lack of finances are able to do things. You can go out and support a whole lot of more people, support some causes, help some people when you got money in your pocket versus when you are totally broke. You can't help nobody, not even including yourself. So you got to get some money so you can be able to help the deal. And in this capitalist society, you need finances. Okay, if you think I'm kidding, ain't no spiritual movement, no nothing is happening without the finances. And get this straight in your mind, beloved one. Making money is a spiritual God act. Stop going around thinking about, you know, hey, God don't want me to have money. That's crazy. That's crazy thought. That's ludicrous thought, as Mike Tyson would say. It's God expects for you to have opulence. That's why I gave it to you. There's a lady that I know, a minister, and her name is Catherine Ponder. And Catherine Ponder said there's gold dust in the air and that we have to walk out of that door every day and begin to feel that gold flowing through us, in us, and that's all part of what we are. So, beloved ones, you want to be successful, okay? You want to come. And so don't draw back. Now, the next thing is the failure of success. The people who are suffering from failure success due to lack of confidence in their ability to go forth. And they don't step up and do their work because they are not comfortable, that they don't feel they have the capability. They feel that they're inadequate for some reason to fill the task. And they're in that state. And those folks also are suffering from the opinions of others. They think that if they attempt something and people see them attempting something and it fails, then they're going to be ridiculed, they're going to be put down, and they're going to be, you know, not held in high esteem because they didn't make it and people are going to put them down. That's crap, older guys. Hey, you know what? Let me tell you something. To be caught up in other people's ideas of who you are is a real waste of time, okay? You have to stop taking the opinions of others, and you have to stop allowing yourself to operate in low frequency with people who are low frequency and ain't got a clue of what it is and who they are, but yet they're going to try to judge you and what it is that you got to do. Stop it. Don't let it happen anymore. You are much better than that. You're much better than that, beloved one. So you have to put forth, you have to make a decision in your mind that you are going to be successful. And guess what? The creator who created you gave you everything that you need as a being. When you wake your eyes up in the morning, you don't need nothing else because God has given you everything you need in order to be successful. So stop going around feeling incompetent because you don't feel like you're confident enough to move forward. And let me just tell you a little something, beloved one, about making mistakes. When you give yourself an opportunity to be successful and to go forward, more than likely, it'll happen. But when you get frozen and don't take the step to do something, it frees you in your tracks. And I tell you, I speak this from self-realities and things that I know in my own life. And I heard many of you heard me say that I did the fire walk with Tony Robinson, and I learned to walk on 2,000-degree hot coal and was able to put my mind. And I know that once you take the first step, that's when things change. You got to be willing to take the first step. But if you get frozen and get concerned about taking the first step, you ain't going to never move beyond that point, beloved one. So you have to make sure that you are in position to move forward. You have to learn. And, beloved one, learn to appreciate your failures. You see, because failure is not a bad word. That's just something that someone has. Failures are the greatest teachers that you can have. When you make a failure, you learn from that failure. You learn from that mistake so you don't do it again. You learn from that mistake. That's where your lessons come from. And the harder the fall is, the more that you learn. That's when, you know, embrace your failures and knowing that they are teachers, knowing that they're teaching you. Just like I just tell you about, you know, when people show up in your life, and, you know, we had the shows about other things, about people showing up in your life and people bringing trauma into your life, whatever. Don't worry about that, okay? Because those are your teachers. And so your failures are your teachers also. That's helping you to get to the next level. So embrace your failure and say, okay, I failed. So now I can move forward and get this thing. Now I really can get it done because now the failure's out of the way. Now, you know, how many of you out there are familiar with Benjamin Franklin? You know, the guy who made the electric lights. Do you know how many times he failed? Over 9,000 sometimes. Over 9,000 sometimes, loved ones. So failure is just another setup to be able to get it right. You know, there's two things that happen when you try to do something. One of two things. Either you will surprise yourself by accomplishing and you say, oh, man, I didn't know I could do that. I don't believe I did it. I got it done. But you did it because you stepped forward and you took the first step. And you're totally shocked that you made it through. The other thing is you don't do it. Okay, and then that is where you learn the fact is that you won't do it that way no more. You go back and you do it another way. You try another method. You go around and do it from another standpoint. You don't take the same approach. But each time that you do it, you're getting more perfected with it. You're learning how to move into it. And something about the universe that supports you from a persistent aspect when you become more in tune and you move forward and become more determined about what you do and what you want to do. Don't allow yourself to be stopped and held back when you want something that you want in your life. Persistence. Move forward. Get it done. Just don't give up. Don't stop, because all of the successful people, including the inventors, the professional baseball players, at one time Babe Ruth held the record for most home runs. Hank Aaron beat him out. But up to that point, Hank Aaron had the number one strikeouts as well as the number one success in home runs. Okay, beloved. That means he stepped up at the plate. He took a swing at the ball more times than anyone else. And that's what you got to do, too. If you want to be successful, you got to step up to the plate. You got to step up to the plate and hit at the ball. You can't, if you sit back and lay back and let the ball go by you, you take a swing, so what? You strike out. That don't mean nothing. I mean, when the next ball comes, you got your eyes on it, you're looking sharp. And so they threw Babe Ruth. He may strike out the first four or five times he got out of the bat, but he still knew that ball was going to come at some point, and he could hit it out of the park and make a home run. And the same thing happened in your life. Just because you had a downfall don't mean that you're going to have to suffer that fate anymore, beloved one. So you have to make sure that you are in position to be able to move forth and take advantage of that, okay? Now, the third and final thing that we're going to talk about today, which is to me the most important, is the lack of faith and belief. My. That's really amazing and that's basically because people do not recognize who they are. They do not recognize the abilities they have. They don't recognize who they are in God and that they are co-creators with God. God put them here to make a difference, and he wouldn't have expressed himself through you if he didn't want to give you the power to be able to move forward. So you have to begin to believe, like beloved Jesus said, the things that I do, you can do too. And Jesus also said, if you have the faith of a mustard seed, you can move a mountain. Beloved ones, I don't know how many of you know about mustard seeds, but mustard seeds are smaller than a pinhead. Okay? So that tells me that I can have a little faith and make things happen. But if I'm able to draw my faith in a large capability, I should be able to do big and marvelous and wonderful things. But so many of us, beloved ones, can't even get the mustard seed right. Can you believe that? That so many people are suffering because they will not even take the time to even try to figure out how to even to get their faith to the belief where they can begin to start to accomplish and doing things that they need to do in order to be able to move to the next level. I gave you everything, beloved ones. You don't have to keep going around looking for anything else other than, I mean, it's good to be a reminder, read good positive self-help books, watch spiritual videos, do all that thing, because actually what you're doing, you're reminding yourself of who and whom you are, because the veil got closed when you came through the birth channel and you didn't realize who you were. But now that you're fully awoken, you realize that what you are, that you are truly expression of God and that you and God are one on the real deal, then how can you lose with that? How can you lose with that when you know that the Spirit of God is within you and that that same God energy that flows through the universe that make the sun come up every morning, make the wind blow, make the water flow straight on the hill, bring forth all the healing, all the wonder and all the magic and all the mystical things on the planet to happen. If that God lives in you, how can you not understand that your ability to be powerful, to move forth into that next zone, beloved one? You know, sometimes if you really thought about that, it'd be hard for you to even go to sleep at night understanding how powerful you are, how powerful you are as an individual. And that experience that I had walking on that hot coal, 2,000 degree hot coal, made me realize that this mind that God has given me, and that's probably only using, me doing that probably only used 3-4% of my mind power, brother one. So even I am in that search, and I am even going through that. And believe me, when I talk to you guys about things that are going on, even in procrastination or whatever else, it ain't like I am so special and not having those things too. I got some things I've been working on, knowing I should be working on, and still I have taken time not to do it. But I'm getting back to it, getting with it, and understanding what I need to do and stay focused on it. So when I'm teaching you and I'm bringing things to you, I'm talking to me. I may be even doing it more for me than I'm doing it for you, okay? Because I know that I need it as well. So, beloved ones, you need to be able to understand that this thing called procrastination can destroy your life and not allow the sweetest music that you came here to do to be part of you that will allow you to be able to function, allow you to be able to do what you need to do. See, beloved ones, we are a collective group of souls that have come here, and it's all part of a big puzzle. God sent you here. Yes, you know, I talked to you guys before about your purpose and about why you come here to do things, and some of us come here for individual things that we're working on from a previous experience and a previous life and things that we haven't. But we're coming here as a collective group to be able to change and raise the consciousness and the vibration of humanity. And so when we all come together and do our part, that makes a big difference in the universe. When someone is slacking and not doing their part, it affects the whole. So you're looking at all the chaos that's going on the planet. You should not be totally surprised at all, because people are not stepping up and doing their work. People are not coming forth and saying, yes, I can. Yes, I'm ready. Yes, I have the ability to. They're laying back, expecting someone else to do all the work for them, expecting someone else to make the change, when you are the one that is set to do the change. You are the one that God has given the ability, the idea, the thought, the picture, the drawing, whatever it is that's necessary to get your work done. God gave it to you, and you are to do it. So don't stop setting back waiting for somebody else to come and change your life. Stop setting back waiting for someone else to make conditions better in your life. Start stepping forward and taking action. Make this week an action week that you move forward. If you haven't taken action before in your life, there is a week that you're going to step up and take action, and you're going to say, hey, you know, I'm not going to let this procrastination thing get in my way. I'm a child of God, and God has given me everything I need, and I have the ability to change and the ability to bring forth the oneness into the world, because God is wonder, and God has given me, and I'm going to step up and do what I need to do. Because there's many of you out there can do what I do and do what you need to do and do your own work and bring forth and make a difference. And God needs you. You are God's hand. That's why he individualized, expressed himself through your physical body. So you can come here and do the work and be able to help and bring forth change on the planet. Beloved ones, you all came here with divine work. And I don't care what life has dealt you and what hand has dealt you, because I told you from the start that when you came here to this earth plane, you chose this life that you want to do. You chose the parents that brought you into life. So you knew before you came here what you were going to do and what you needed to do. But you got brain blocked when you came through the earth path, and that's the beautiful thing about discovering who you are, because it gives you a chance to grow in your process and discover who and what you are. Because you need to do what you need to do. See, for myself, as being in ministry, doing the work that I do, I knew I needed to do this 25 years ago. But I procrastinated and put it off and put it off. And then, God just said, hey, I'm tired of you running and plan. You're going to do this work one way or another. So, hey, I commit to doing it. And all of us know what it is that we came here to do. We know the work we have to do, and we need to be about doing the work that we have to do, because God is looking at you and depending on you to do it. Now, God ain't going to judge you. God ain't going to hold you totally responsible for what you don't do, but you will hold your own self because you know that you failed. You didn't complete what you wanted to do. Because you know what? You got a choice. You can come back and do it all over again if that's what you want to do. I choose not to want to do this anymore. Now, the choice is yours, beloved one. If you like this craziness and chaos on planet Earth, this school, and it's beautiful, it's good, because the lesson, I have learned to be able to embrace the lessons that show up every day. And believe me, some lessons come and show up, something happens, I say, oh, okay, this is a lesson. Let's learn the lesson, see what it is that I'm in store for, like I learned from this lesson. So learn from your lessons, beloved one. Take action. Stop putting off tomorrow what you can do today. Stop allowing yourself to be caught up about because you have fearful of something. Stop worrying about what somebody else going to say because you decide to step out and better yourself or change your condition on this planet. You are responsible for making sure that you do your work, beloved one. It is so, so important that you do what you're supposed to do and that you came here to do that. So I'm praying and hoping that each one of you have gained something from today's show, and I hope that you have got something that you can take from this show and you can utilize it. Don't just listen to the words. You may say, oh, man, that brother can really put it down. He can really – I don't even care about the oratorial stuff. I want you to take what I'm saying literally and utilize it in your life and change your destiny, brothers and sisters. It ain't about my ability to communicate and talk. Hey, this God gave me this gift, so it ain't no big deal from the creator standpoint. But what I'm telling you to do is what I need you to understand and need you to become aware of, and that's what I need you to walk in. That's the light I need you to walk in to be able to come and do that, okay? So I'm so grateful that you showed up today. I'm full of gratitude because I know that you could have been doing something else. I'm being fooling myself, and some of you will listen to the show later on, and I'm glad that you will tune in, and I'm hopefully that you will be inspired as the people who listen are live and be able to do that and be able to bring forth. So I'm going to invite you back next week at the same time to be able to come and listen to another word. But would you do me a favor? Bring somebody with you next week. Bring somebody to the air. Turn somebody on. Don't just take this knowledge for yourself and be selfish. Let someone else be exposed to it as well. Okay, beloved ones. And I want to, if you have not had opportunity to visit my website, would you please do that? Go to the website, www.theholisticministry.com. And financial contributions are welcome but not required. You know, hey, God keeps this thing going. So, if you want to support it, you feel like you're being fed, beautiful. That's a good thing. But other than that, it is all well, and I appreciate it. So we're going to close out with a prayer. And the motto for this week is take action. I'm going to be an action person. So that's what you're going to do this week, beloved one. So I'm going to close out with a prayer and have a most wonderful and positive day. Father, Mother God, we give gratitude and thanks for this most wonderful high-energy day that you allowed your spirit to flow. I thank you, God, for utilizing me as a vessel in order to bring forth some words of encouragement, some words of insight, and good words of wisdom to my beloved brothers and sisters. I pray, God, that you would give me strength every week to come and show up and do what I need to do in order to be able to do this. I thank you so much, beloved mighty I Am, President V. I call upon all those high beings that they go with those beloved sisters and brothers out there in the listening audience, give them insight and wisdom. Give them the ability to be able to take charge of their lives. Let them know who they are, that they are yet you create them in your image so that they can be able to be co-creators and be able to make a change on the planet and be able to bring about a difference, be able to bring about love and be able to bring about prosperity, be able to bring about options, be able to help themselves and help others, help their family members. I thank you, God, for such wonderful and magical things that you have done. I thank you, beloved Jesus the Christ. I thank you, Saint Germain. I thank you, Divine Mother. I thank you, Lord Michael, for your technology and your experience that you allowed me to do. You are such marvelous and wonderful, and I am in a state of gratitude. I am, I am, I am, I know I am in a state of gratitude to the God that I am. And so it is. Amen.